This is a podcast all about me.
Your best friend, Max Gilardi.
There's somebody but you don't need to worry about him. He's probably gay. What a faggot, what a loser. No one likes somebody.
Okay, so welcome to that show. I don't agree with the theme song.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I probably should have listened to that beforehand.
If you knew what it was?
I don't think so. I think I would have been really mad. You know me. I get really mad.
Well, this is going to be at the beginning of every podcast from now on.
Oh, no.
Why not?
No.
We made a deal that I was going to do the beginning, and you can do the end. And you can do, at the end, a rebuttal to what I did at the beginning.
No, I think it's unfair that you decide things that we decide together, because I don't agree. Okay?
Well, then what are we going to agree on, huh?
I'm going to agree to disagree.
That gets nothing accomplished.
Yeah.
If you are listening to this and you like that song, hey, guess what? You can download it on iTunes. Cummingsitunes.com. It's the best website for all your favorite tunes and all your favorite eyeballs.
Wait, does it cost money or is it free?
I don't know.
You should probably talk to Steve about that.
And yeah, Steve, what are you doing, Steve?
Come on, Steve. Get on top of your stuff, Steve.
Steve, get your shit together, Steve.
That Steve is such a wonder.
Mm.
Joke, I think.
All right, what are we doing today? What's on the agenda?
There's nothing on the agenda. So,
are we going to talk about the feuding that we had the previous podcast?
Yeah, sure. Go explain that.
Okay. Well, basically, abridged version of the feud. I thought the episode was really good. Yotam thought it was really bad. And Yotam, first, let's start it like this.
Wait,
you start explaining why it...
Wait a minute. I didn't think it was really bad. I thought some parts of it were really boring. Like the part where we talk about, oh my god, I love that music. Oh my god, do you love that music? I love this music. And the part where we talked about Team Fortress. Oh my god, do you like the engineer? Oh my god, I love the engineer. But there were some funny stuff. But besides that, it was pretty bad.
Okay, well, now, my rebuttal... My rebuttal, his incorrect argument that he just said, did I think the episode was funny? No, technically I did not. But to be fair, the episode was funny. I thought neither episode were funny, but what I thought did have in its favor was any kind of dead air, and we were just talking about, like, stuff that we were at least genuinely interested in at the time.
Nope.
So I think it gets points for that.
I don't think
I think the second one's better. You know what? You tell us. Which one do you like better, first or second?
Yeah, let us know at polls.com.net.org.
Check it out. All the best polls.
I got a poll for you. Would you rather eat mashed potatoes or jalapenos? Go.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay, good. That's one of the polls that can be seen on polls.
Jalapenos?
I don't know. Are you men enough?
I'm sure I could if I had to, but why would I want to?
Because you're a man.
Okay, I think my masculinity, I think that's a low blow. Frankly, I didn't think you were ever going to stoop to that level, but I guess I just overestimated your integrity as a person. So, next podcast.
Okay, this is our last podcast. Is that going to be like a running bit?
It can be if we want it to be.
Okay, running bit the show, and we're going to...
You mean running gag?
What's the difference?
I guess one is just what I would call it, and one is what you...
Oh, so really, are you just going to, like... You're not going to, like, tell me how to say things right, you're just going to go, I would say it like that.
Well, I've never heard the phrase running bit before. I would say running gag.
Then you don't hang out with professional comedians like I do. I hang out with Louis C.K. and that guy that just died.
Well, I don't think that they would go to the desert, so...
I think they do because they do a lot of profit shows here. And by profit, I mean volunteer shows, because for the soldiers and the Iraqs and the wars, to entertain the troops.
Okay. Well...
Well, they do more than you. I never heard a troop laugh at your jokes.
Okay.
Can you tell me of one troop that really likes you? Do you have a fan troop? Trooper fan.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, what was our point?
Okay.
This whole thing? I thought the first episode was funnier than the second one, because I enjoyed it, and that's pretty bad. Besides all the things I said, they were pretty funny, and then when Max started talking, I was like, yawn!
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So that's that, Max.
Mm.
Are you grunting at me?
Mm.
Alright. Okay. We need to decide on a show name. Right, Max? Mm. Okay,
wait,
Max.
Are we getting right into that, or are we going to do some other shit first?
A different shit we can play with.
Okay, well, that sounds disgusting. I thought maybe we could exchange pleasantries first, if you didn't mind.
Oh, sure. Okay, go ahead.
What's going on in the world of Yo Tom Perel?
I'm sweating profusely.
Oh, yeah? What's that like?
Oh, it's actually nicer than it sounds, because I don't even feel like I need a body. It's just wet. Every crease and crevice.
You're giving our viewers jack-off material right now.
Yeah, I know. And
or,
gonna,
or listeners, rather.
They're just going to play back crease and crevice.
Yeah, they're going to put it on a loop.
Yeah, just like A to B. Because that's the sounds I make when I pleasure my body.
Mm, well, I would think that you could just do it silently, but...
What am I, a girl?
Oh, girls are noisier than dudes are.
Hey, Max, did you ever watch a Japanese porn?
Japanese porn or like the anime stuff, like the hentai?
Porn. Regular porn.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. Gross.
It is, right? They never sound
because
like they're...
Because
they're like in awful pain and they never enjoy themselves.
Right, and you know what else they do? They like... They'll show them, like, kissing, and they'll get, like, spit everywhere. What's up with that? It's disgusting. I don't want to see that.
Machines on each other. Probably part androids, you know, because they're Japanese.
They use too much, like, goopy goo, like, imagery.
Yeah,
I don't want to see the goo.
No goopy goo for me, man. I'm not a goopy goo kind of...
Yeah.
So that got... Yeah. So Asians are kind of gross, right? Their porn is weird.
There's
like someone on the subway getting molested really slowly.
I think the women are very beautiful. I just don't understand some of the choices of that kind of porn.
And then like just a tip of a penis being being censored.
What did you say? Penis? Penis? A pinus.
Sorry, that was my Russian accent like taking a hold of me.
How many accents do you have?
Oh, I got all of them.
Except American.
I can do Russian. And I can do Norwegian. It's kind of the same, because it's all the same place. Europe.
Mm. Yeah.
Some say I'm a master of nerds.
Some say you're a master of Bation.
Nice. You just tie it all up together.
That's called a bookend, ladies and gentlemen. Just bring it all right back to where it once began.
Okay, so... time for my turn. Hey, Max, how's been your week?
Well, no, we're not doing that.
We are. Go on.
No, that's... Mm-hmm. No, well, that's mm-hmm. not good. Okay. Hey, something bad happened.
What's wrong, Max?
I was drawing a new Fishworth comic, and then Flash crashed, and I said, am I going to do that again? No, and so I didn't do it again.
Wait.
So now if you... What?
What's a Fishworth?
Fishworth is a comic that I do.
Doesn't sound legit to me, so...
What do you mean, legit?
Carry on.
I decided that I was not going to redo it because I didn't feel like it.
Well, do you want us to do like the live version of it?
No,
I'll be the fish. Okay, oh, I'm a fish. I'm sad.
No.
What's next?
I'm actually surprised that you know that he's sad. You know his personality.
Yeah, he's kind of a sad little
fish.
I think
you're more familiar with Fishworth than you lead on.
Nice. But
we'll just have to know and accept that they will never know what was going to happen in that comic, because I'm not going to do it again.
Why would you say that? What's the point of that? What are you gaining from telling them that?
I'm gaining their misery.
Oh, which makes you stronger.
Brings me happiness to her.
Meaner and better and faster.
Yeah.
I'm drawing Fishworth right now on the live stream.
Do you even know what he looks like?
Looks like a fish in a tub. Okay.
No, that's done. Not what it's like.
Okay, so that's Fishworth. Go check him out at fish.com.
Fishworth.com also?
No, fish.
I had some CS5 files that I needed access to, but I couldn't because I didn't have CS5.
Wait, so what did you do?
I sent the file to my best friend, Yotam, and he converted them for me, and I think that was a very nice thing for you to do.
Oh my god,
and I just want to
that.
Thank you for doing that, because that was awesome. And I think
no
you were
problem.
A true pal.
Oh my god, thanks. But you know, by thanking me, you're also thanking piracy. Because I basically did that and that was illegal, so now you're my accomplice, and I'm getting you thrown in jail.
Wait, whoa. Huh? You don't have a legal copy of CS5?
Well, I did as a friend. Okay, tell me, if I needed to lend money from you for my dying wife, who's dying because she's dumb, and you would give me money that you stole, I would be cool with that. I think.
I don't understand you.
My wife is a big dummy and she's dying, right?
You have a dying wife.
Okay.
Right.
And you're my best friend and you're swimming in it. You're swimming in coins like Scrooge McDuck.
All right.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, can you give me a little bit ka-ching so I can help my wife get rid of her dumbness? And
she's dying of dumb.
Sure. And you would say, yeah, sure, but you know, it's kind of stolen money. I'll be like, I'm cool with that. I ain't no nerd.
So basically, it's just, would you steal a loaf of bread to feed your starving family?
No, would you receive a stolen piece of bread from your friend who's a nice guy?
Oh. Well, if I stole it, I'm not a nice guy. I'm a rapscallion.
Oh, so is Aladdin a bad guy?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, you're gonna diss on Aladdin.
No,
he's gotta
eat to live, and he's gotta steal to eat. So, but he doesn't take more than he needs.
Yeah.
Because he knows that if he did, then that would be wrong. Although I fail to see why he can't just get a job.
Well, because he's Aladdin.
Able-bodied.
I think he has like no chest hair, and he's in the Middle East. So.
Well, my only mental image of Aladdin is from the Disney movie, and he didn't look 12 to me.
But he had no chest hair.
I didn't pay much attention to his physique, I guess.
Really?
That says some things about you, but so be it. What do you think about this episode? Is it funny enough for you?
Oh my god, I'm loving it.
Damn it.
Oh, you're not going for that.
I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
So you want to talk last more about Aladdin? You know, Aladdin's like a national hero here.
Cute.
Yeah.
You know who's the national hero here?
Who?
SpongeBob.
Oh my god, he's so funny.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, this is... And
thanks, guys. Plug your plug.
My website is homestarrunner.com. Check it out. I got all the best homestars for sale.
Sorry, I can't follow that plug. I just can't. I got nothing.
Visit my website.
Okay, let's continue the show. Although we lied just now that said we ended it. Okay, let's just read an email.
Me? Read an email?
Yeah, read one.
Alright. Are we, have we decided how we're gonna go about doing this?
You read it, and then we answer it, and then we read something else, and then we'll read it. And we'll laugh.
So do I read one, and then you read one? Okay. Well, I have to open it. You
oh,
go first.
Yeah, we'll go first. Mr. Planny McNot Planned.
Actually, I have it open already, so if you want me to go first,
no,
I can.
No, I'm good.
Well, you can do that away from the microphone, but...
Okay, this is from Bahar Baghari.
Okay.
Dear Max and New Tom, who is your favorite superhero, supervillain? What lantern corpse do you think you are? I think your Tom would be a blue lantern, and Max would be an orange lantern. Love, Kimmy. P.S. I love you both. Let's get married and have a bazillion kids forever. Okay, first of all, would you share a wife with me?
No.
Why not?
Because I can have a wife that I don't have to share with you. So why would I even want to even consider that as an option?
Because I'm a good lover.
I'm practical.
I'm a good lover.
She is a good lover, or I love her?
No, I'm a good lover.
But I'm not loving you.
Why?
Because what does me and you sharing a wife have to do with me loving you?
I don't know. I'd assume we'd get closer and start, you know, bonding. Go on a hike.
Well,
go fishing somewhere.
I can tell you right now that would not happen.
Well, we'll see. We're still young, so we might share a wife one day, okay?
No.
Don't just say no, okay? It might happen, and when will, you're going to be so sorry. Ooh. It's from Kimmy. Bahar Baghari.
Kimmy, if you want to marry us separately... So I guess you could be married to him for, like, 15 years, and then you could be married to me for, like, 15 years. You said you wanted a bajillion babies, so you're going to have half a bajillion with him and half a bajillion with me, and that's going to have to be your MO, because you can't be married to us at the same time. I will not allow that. It's inappropriate, and frankly, that you would even send that email. So.
Well, that was fair. Yeah, thanks. Also, I don't want a bajillion kids, only if you, like, take care of all of them.
Well, I can tell you right now, that ain't happening.
She's bringing the kids over to your place after she's done with, like, my 15 years. I'm not keeping them.
He will go second. I will not go
Wait, what
second.
Was that? Why did you just do an impression of a bird?
I guess that was a bird.
Okay. So, who is your superhero favorite? Superhero?
The Powerpuff Girls.
I know you're not joking, so I'll just, like, leave it at that.
Why would I be joking?
I don't know, Max.
Is that not a valid answer?
It is, but I just don't know, Max. I don't know.
Well, see, here's my thing with superheroes. I'm actually not a big superhero fan.
Me neither.
And I can boil my general uninterest in superheroes down. How many superheroes do you think there are? Not in the fictional universe, but in our universe, how many superheroes are there? Thousands?
Probably.
How many do we need?
Two.
I would say five at the most. We can just shave off so many of them. And yet we have so many. What are the essential superheroes? Let's boil
long, super stretchy, super cute.
No, I mean specific superheroes.
Oh. Spider-Man.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. I think that's all I can come up with.
Captain America?
No. See, what is he doing that Superman doesn't do?
Represent America in a nice way.
Tony Stark, who is he? He's a playboy who's very snarky, and he doesn't have superpowers, but he fights crime with the power of his money.
He's also
who does
Johnny
that sound
Depp.
Like?
He's Johnny Depp.
Who does that sound like?
Johnny Depp.
No, that's not Johnny Depp.
I'm pretty
oh
sure
my
it
god.
Is. Okay.
Oh my god.
Sure
no.
Depp. Yeah, it's
no.
Johnny Depp. Because he's cute. His mustache.
It's
Johnny
Robert
Depp.
Downey Jr.
Yeah, god. I'm pretty sure it's Johnny Depp.
Oh my god.
You saw him in the movie with the ships? Where he has like
no,
dreadlocks.
It's not Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
it's
that is
not.
It
oh
is.
Oh my god.
Johnny Depp, and I think he's really cute. I think he would be if he could just like come to my house and give me one kiss on the cheek before I go to bed. So yeah, Johnny Depp would make a great supervillain. Superhero
okay.
is. I don't know. I'm not a nerd.
I don't think it's necessarily a nerd thing, but
I like
I guess.
Making stereotypes.
So who is your favorite? Powerpuff Girls.
No.
Powerpuff Girls.
He also says supervillains, so what are your supervillains from Powerpuff Girls, you nerd?
You know what? That's one of the reasons that I love the Powerpuff Girls, is it has the best villains.
Yeah, I like Mojo Jojo.
All of them are great. Mojo is great. Him is great. The gang.
What's up
green
with
gang.
Him? Like, how did he get a green light?
I don't know.
How did
that
happen? He's the gayest thing ever.
He's also Satan, but I mean, ultimately it's hard to care because he's such a cool character.
Yeah, he is. You know what? I'll go with you, sure, Powerpuff Girls, but only the one in green because she's rude.
What?
I like the one in green.
Say that again.
I like the one in green because she's rude.
Buttercup.
She's rude.
She's my favorite. I think she's cute.
Yeah, she's kind of tomboyish, but she's cute. Inside, she's kind of...
Yeah.
She's kind of a softy thing inside.
Yeah.
Inside her plushy-like body.
Hmm.
Just want to...
I think you kept all the good emails for yourself and you get...
To be honest, I didn't read any of them, even when sending them to you. I went like, one me, one you. One me, one you. I did that. I honestly didn't read them. I don't get the question about the Lantern Corps, because...
I think you would have to know about him.
Oh my god, I heard that Johnny Depp is playing him in the movie.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know, that's Seth Green. But, you know, they look alike from far away.
Seth Green.
Seth MacFarlane. Seth. What's his name?
Rogan?
Seth, yeah.
I don't think he's playing the Green Lantern. He's playing the Green Hornet.
I think it's the same.
That's a different
thing.
Character.
Didn't they, like, color him black? To play
the green, I don't know about that, but I think you're thinking. But they're two different characters.
I thought he was going like blackface. It's gonna be like a major role for him.
Well, the Green Lantern isn't black. He was just black in that one show, I think.
No.
The original Green Lantern is white.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about when we talk about superheroes, honestly.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kimmy. Kisses. Bling, 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 bling. Okay, next email.
Oh,
read
that's
it.
Inappropriate.
Why?
That just was being gross.
That wasn't on the mouth or anything. It was like on the shoulder or something.
The shoulder, yeah.
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to get kissed on the shoulder? Okay, this email, it says it's from Jake Mignoy, but it also says it's from Dominic Brummer, so we have no idea who this is from.
Whoa.
It's, I like the show, so keep talking about nothing, or maybe, what motivates you to animate? Tom, I think you're cute.
Really?
Obviously, he's never seen me. He doesn't know what I look like. Clearly, I have the cuteness superiority over you, and no. You're cute as me.
I think that if we were a band, I would be the cute emotional one, and you would be the butch lesbian one.
Mm. Well, you just... Okay, well...
Okay, good, so... All right. What was the question? What motivates us to... Yeah, what does motivate you to animate, Max? The juice. Jews, like the race?
Yeah.
Oh. How do they motivate you?
They have a gun to my head.
Oh, that's a... I guess that's motivating. So if you stop...
I think that's the best motivating.
Yeah, so what did they say when you were drawing... Fish Boy, and it crashed.
Fishworth. They said, "Oh, that sucks, man."
Really?
Because really, what can you say when that happens?
We'll draw it again first. Just draw it again if they have.
Well, that wasn't animating. Drawing a comic that's not animating.
Oh, so they give you your own time for your own little project. That's nice of the Jews.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Do you know anything about them, or are they just like a pack of Jews?
I don't even know. This joke is over.
Oh.
Next email.
Okay. Wait.
What?
What motivates me to animate is I really enjoy the process, because making frames and twins is just my life, and I enjoy it very much.
You like to make frames and twins, and you make a frame or twin all day long.
Okay. And thank you, I know I'm cuter, so, okay, just carry on.
No, not you.
The title of this is You Are a Poop.
I like it already.
It's from Caitlin Edler. Edler? Edler?
Caitlin is a hot chick name, so
ooh.
She might be hot.
Oh. this is really weird, because it's just typed in black font. and then the background of it is red, like it was marked in red. So I don't know.
Oh, she's one of those girls.
Yeah, one of those and a half. Okay, dildo. Period. The letter is in the picture because I said so. Ooh, we got a picture of a lady. I'm not sending.
Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah.
What's it a picture of? What's she doing?
Looking at me.
Looking at the camera, you mean?
No, she's looking at me straight into my soul.
What did the? Did you email it to me?
No, I sent it all. Okay, and the.
I can't. Skype.
You can't?
Hang on, I'll try. It's gonna take a minute.
Okay, let's see. The actual email is a drawing with a drawing of a dinosaur next to it. Alright, everyone can see it.
Alright. A dinosaur.
You can just look at the fucking live stream and see the picture. You dummy. You dimwit.
Alright, hang on. You dummy dunce.
You dunkle.
So why did she send us a photo of herself?
I think so I would recognize her, because we have a very long past.
Uh-oh. You gonna tell us about that past?
No. No, actually, it's not a long past. It's just, like, I was doing one of my live shows and quotations that I just, like, play games and fuck around. And she wanted to call in, so I let her call in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, I can't hear you, hang up. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to delete you because I don't actually want you on my Skype list because it's fairly private. Fair so far? Is it fair?
I guess.
And then she tried to keep her on. Like,
all right.
And then I was like, no, I don't want to. I'm always invisible, blah, blah, blah. So why are you always invisible? I'm like, because I just am. I don't need to explain myself to you. I don't know you. Well, I just like making you feel awkward. Like, okay, I don't want you as a friend or as someone I talk to. Well, you need one friend to make you feel awkward. And I was like, no, that's not.
I think reasonable. I think you were rude to her. You could have been nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you weren't. So.
Yeah, so I guess. Yeah, okay. You can add him all you want. He's really
FYI,
nice to fan.
I think she's in the live stream right now, so.
I don't care. You can talk to Max. You can add him.
You're so insensitive.
Just email him at hotdiggitydemon.com and say, like, hey, Max, friend, and let's be friends forever, and I love you. Let's talk all day, all night. I make you.
You know what? People think that I'm a dick, but the thing is, when I'm a dick, that's just a character that I play. Because I'm straight comedy, and I am so all about artist and being an auteur that I'm never out of character because that's how brilliant I am. But in real life, Yotam is the one who's a dick. He's insensitive,
I'm a really sweet guy.
No, I don't think you are.
You know what happened like 6 months ago?
What?
I helped a lady carry her groceries up to her house, so.
And you only do that once every 6 months?
Well, it doesn't happen that often. I'm usually very busy killing babies and stuff.
Next email.
I made a joke. Email. We didn't read it. It's a drawing. Tom, I'm bored, so I'm writing you a letter. Yes, here's some random stuff you can do. One, let me join in a call. Two, that's actually it. No. KatieTheDark.com at DeviantArt.com. Skype, blah, blah, blah. This email
we're doing a plug?
Yeah, sort of. This is really weird.
Don't read that.
Yes.
No free plugs. She has to earn
pay us with my cash.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're not doing free plugs. If you try to do a plug on our show, we're just not going to read it.
Okay, next email.
Am I reading this?
Yeah, I think you are.
All right,
are you noticing a pattern here where I read one and then you read one, or do you want to explain
it? This is from Max Hunter. He said, I think you call show The Tales of Awesome starring Max and you.
Well, used enough in the internet culture, so I think that's a really good
thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We could call it The Awesome Ninja Pirate Show.
Oh, wait, I'm getting a message on Skype. Hello from OneShop. Decline.
Nice one.
Sorry, OneShop.
And you have, like, an excuse. I'm busy.
Busy.
Yeah, good job. See, I save you all around.
Maybe we should call this podcast A Couple of Dicks.
Yeah, we'll get like a really good gay fan base. Ooh. Dicks.
Actually, I do have some suggestions for Dave that for when we're done reading emails.
Yeah, which is going to be in like 9 hours. Okay, what's
right,
the
that's why we should just power through these. We gotta pick up the pace. No, you go. I just read one.
What was the email?
I think you call show the Magic Box star Max and Joe Tom, and that was it.
So yeah, awful idea, Max Hunter.
I wouldn't go so far as to say awful.
Next, this is a podcast question from Samson Lofton.
Samson from the Bible.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Yeah, you will die. This question is
You're
just weak. Yeah, I know. I read the Bible in Hebrew. He's called Shimshon, so just so you know.
Shimshon.
Yeah, that's the real actual name, so don't make fun.
Okay, keep going.
This question is veered towards your thumb, but Max can chime in. Ooh, burn. Do you like sushi? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, also, another question I had is directed at Max. Fuck you, and I can chime in, apparently. Do you have any plans on adding director commentary in future animations?
No.
Why?
I did it once.
I did it once
for a cartoon, but then a lot of people made fun of me for it, and they said that it was lousy. I'll do it if I ever end up on DVD. I will be happy to do it. I actually am a massive fan of director's commentary. When I get like any DVD, no matter what it is, I watch everything on that DVD.
Yeah, me too.
Like all the commentary, all the behind the scenes stuff, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
So I was very time that I did it, and if I ever put out a DVD, I'll do it again. So look forward to that.
I'm gonna tell you, when I watched Gary, really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and your Tom, what do you think of the director commentary in animations? I'm a big fan of it, but I feel like I'll have nothing to say, and I have no idea how to actually do it technically.
Yeah.
Fair? Thanks for an awesome podcast and keep up the awkwardness. Here's some possible podcast names. Yo, Tom and the Dick.
I don't mind. I like it.
Yeah. How to Drive Planes Infocast.
No. No.
It's funny, though.
No, it's not.
The Perfect Podcast? It has a question
Is that the perfect podcast question mark?
Yeah.
It's a Mega 64 reference.
It is.
Yeah.
Nice, you got a fan here then.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Nameless Podcast. Well, that wouldn't be fair because it's not all about Nameless. Oh, right, Nameless is also a thing besides my series. Sorry.
Mm.
So, no. But thank you for the possibilities.
No.
Okay, next.
This is from... It's from My Cat Tuna 13.
Excuse me?
Love the name. Hi, asking for a podcast name, so I'm going to give you one. Maxi Max and the Yotit smiley face. Love you guys. Next email.
Next email. This is from Gregoryha. Music wise. Oh, he's okay. Add some music. Quite a few radio sessions have. Actually, Max wants music in the background, and I don't. But maybe we'll try some music in the background this time, okay? Okay, Gorogalalum?
Gorogalagun?
Gorogalagun. One question, so let's go through them quickly. What's your favorite animated show? What's your least favorite?
Your favorite is Full House?
What's your least favorite? Go.
Family Guy or Robot Chicken.
Neighbors from Hell. Favorite non-animated
show. Oh yeah, that sucks too.
That was awful.
My favorite not animated show?
Yeah.
This is a tough one. Seinfeld or Arrested Development or the Stella show that only ran for like 10 episodes that was on Comedy Central like a million years ago.
That show was
great. Geez, what else? I guess Tim and Eric Awesome Show would count.
Yeah. I like Chris Development. I love that show. Clone High.
That's animated.
Oh, that is animated. Fuck!
Sure.
Should have said Clone High.
Do you know the difference between cartoons and not cartoons? You
no.
Also said Full House was your favorite cartoon, and that's live action, so.
What is your least favorite? non-animated show?
My least favorite non-animated show?
I'll have to think about that.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, that's like too much.
All of them. I really hate Friends.
Oh, Friends. No one told you that it's gonna be this way.
Thanks. Just all the stuff that my sister used to up.
Yeah, all the stuff that his sister used to watch. Okay.
Wait, I feel like there's one that I absolutely need to name, but I can't think of it. There's something that I have right now. I hate so much stuff, but then when people tell me to name the things that I hate, I draw a blank. Because it's too much.
Yeah, it's like, hate overload, haterade.
Haterader. That's what I do.
Yeah. So,
oh well. Just keep moving. Next question.
Who or what inspires you the most? For him, it's Jews, and for me, it's...
Yeah, we already got this one.
Yeah. What is your favorite food?
For a while, it was fried calamari.
No, I don't care. Spaghetti. Okay, what was the most embarrassing thing
also,
you've...
No, I can answer this one. I also, feel like Clinton.
So, everyone,
actually, you know what?
Please send Max some veal. He really likes it.
Actually, you know what? I think when you get down to brass tacks, really nothing beats French fries.
Yeah, French fries are good.
I could eat a million French fries.
I don't think you could, but okay, what was the most embarrassing thing you have done?
I'm not answering that.
Me
Why
neither.
Would I wanna...
Yeah, what's the point? Okay.
Be embarrassed all over again. Wait. Yeah. Maybe there is... This is an embarrassing story.
Okay.
I'm going to tell it. I don't enjoy embarrassing myself, but I'm doing it for the podcast.
Thank you, Max.
When I was in high school... when I was in high school...
1987, right?
Yeah, that's right. I used to carry around with me a tin of Altoids. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, those like peppermints almost.
Yeah, they're really good, but I would just care that I always had fresh breath.
They're not good, by the way.
Oh, I like them.
Go on.
But I remember one time I was looking for my Altoids, and I couldn't find them. And I there was this kid in my class that I hated, and he was an asshole. And I was like, oh, that kid took my Altoids. And the teacher was like, hey, give him back his Altoids. And I was like, yeah, give me back my Altoids. And the kid was like, I don't have them. Wait. I'm suddenly realizing how embarrassing this is, but I'm not going to stop. I was like, give me back my Altoids. And the kid said he didn't have them. And the teacher was like, okay, listen, if you don't give him back his Altoids right now, I'm making the whole class stay after.
No.
That's right. It was the end of the day. So like the buses were starting to leave and the whole class had to stay after because this kid would not give me back my Altoids.
I think that kid is saying it like kid wouldn't give up on his fucking Altoids.
Right.
The worst candy ever.
And he was the best.
And he was being a dick. On a stick.
Well, like, and so, like the whole class had to stay after school, and people were, like, missing their buses and stuff, but I had them the whole time. He didn't have my... And then everyone in the whole class was mad at me.
Good job.
Okay, now you tell one.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to think of one. It's... I don't know. Well, okay, when I was, like, five, six, no. Yeah, probably
seven,
five.
Seven, eight, nine, five. Ten. I can count to ten.
Good job. Five. Me and my brother, we had like a mutual friend that was like about my brother's age. I'm a free spirit, I'm a pretty cute guy. I would just walk around naked, because I'm a kid, you know, kids do that in their house, right?
I guess.
I would get on my bicycle with the train, like, drive around the house in circles, naked.
Oh boy. Is that five?
Yeah.
Five is too old for that.
Sorry. And the game was that my brother... And his friend, our friend, they would take like a, I don't know how you call it, like a buoy that kids use in pools.
Like a pool toy?
Pool toy, yeah. Like a circular pool toy, and they would just like throw it at my head.
But I thought there was no water in the desert, so why would you have a pool toy?
For the illusion.
I guess.
So that's kind of embarrassing, right? Having your brother and a friend just... throw pool toys at you as you ride.
Were you embarrassed
naked.
Then?
There's actually like two photos of them like getting ready and then like a buoy on my head and me going like, ah!
It doesn't sound like you were very embarrassed if you were doing it willingly.
Well, I was very easy to influence. I was very young.
Influence. Okay, next email.
Okay.
You gotta speed this up.
Yeah, his ideas give thoughts on recent old films and old films. Oh, I don't care about that for now. Not now. Okay, leave me alone. Next, you go. Go, go.
All right, hang on. Next email is coming up. This one is from John, Barney the Ginger Dinosaur at hotmail.co.uk. Can I rub you all over me, please? XOXOXOXOXOXOXOXOXX. Next email.
Next email. This one's from Liam Donnelly. And I can see that attached to this email is just a picture of Rugrats, of the dad cooking something in a bathrobe, and the mom also in a bathrobe, just in the room. Nothing really interesting going on, just really mundane and boring.
Sounds like my kind of picture.
Dear Max Germaldi, you should stop playing Fallout 3 all the time. And I recommend Yoshi's Island. Also, I really just nicked. That's what everyone else does. Get away from that pact. Pack. Love, Stefano. P.S. You should change the email address because when I just read it, it said Max's babies. Oh. Which I found distasteful. He read it as Max's babies.
I played Yoshi's Island, but I can't play it. I have a Super Nintendo. But I play Fallout 3 because there's so much to do.
Fallout 3 for like 2 episodes straight. Okay.
I love Fallout 3.
I know you do. I know you do, baby. Read the title as Max has diabetes at gmail.com, so we should probably change that. Next.
I don't have diabetes. That is reality.
Really?
Next. Okay, we're going to power through these. This is Max.
By the way, I got 5 more emails while reading these.
Oh, God. Send us emails while we're doing the show. We'll talk to you in the chat afterwards if you want, but don't send us emails while we're doing the show.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Okay. This is from Cartoon Zach, and he writes, here are some ideas, just some suggestions. 1. Arguing idiot real animators. 3. Podcast_03. 4. Both sides, because you're from both sides of the world. 5. Control-Alt-Shift-S, just some shitty Flash lingo. 6. Frame by frame. Those are my ideas, not the best, but eh. I'd also suggest Let's Animate, but that's my podcast name, not that you'd care. You're right, we don't care. Next email.
I don't think that control plus save is like a Flash link thing that you need to save.
Control Alt Shift S? Control, what is that doing, Flash?
Shift S? I don't know, let's see. Control Shift S.
I have to pee.
I think it's... Oh, it says it's a JPEG, apparently. Cool. Need to go pee, baby?
Yeah, it's calling me baby. Oh my god.
You want me to do like take a song into your back?
No.
Okay.
Let's just go.
Podcast name from Chris Shivratongtong should be called Yamtastic or just the Yamtastic Podcast. Yamtastic stands for your Tom and Max talk about stuff that is cool. Next.
Podcast. This is from Valdovinos. Michael Valdovinos. My mom and I have some podcast names and a question for each of you. Podcast names. Yo Tom and Max's awesome ideas.
No.
Learning time with Max. Chillin' with Yo Tom. Cool talk with Max and Yo Tom.
Yes.
Bluest podcast.
No.
It doesn't make sense. For Max, which video game do you hate? Which video game do I hate?
Final Fantasy.
Mega Man. I hate all the Mega Man games. For Yo Tom, how long did it take you to learn English?
Years. I'm still trying, can you tell? Oh. Okay, my turn.
Wait. P.S. I made a DeviantArt account just to add you guys. Thanks. Aww. Thanks, friend.
That's sweet. Thanks, Maracanola Pizza.
Yeah.
This is your guy. I need to know what his email is. That's a smart ass. Mr. Guy of Doom. Okay, that's fair. For both of you, what would you do if there was a zombie in your house? What is your dream job?
Next email.
If there was a fight between...
Okay, I'm telling you right now, we're skipping the zombie email. The zombie question. What's the next one after that?
I opened the wrong one. God damn it. If there was a fight between you, who would win?
No, that wasn't the second one. What was the second one?
What is your dream job? Disney. Okay.
Not an animator. It's gay. Yeah. Cartoons are gay. I hate cartoons.
Yeah.
For babies.
Yeah.
If there was a fight between me and him,
no,
I would win.
He didn't ask if it was between me and you. He asked if there was a fight between you, who would win?
Between you two.
No, between you. It's like a fight with yourself, man.
Between myself? Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, think about that.
Next email.
Do you like the way,
thanks for the email.
Do you like it when
thanks
I talk
for the
like
email,
that?
Friend.
Do you like when I talk?
No, I don't. Oh. No.
Okay. Email me.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn
what
it.
What did you do?
It's Max, taken forever. Damn
it. Are you peeing yourself?
No, shut
damn
up.
It, damn it, damn it, my Altoids. I'm peeing myself.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Damn it, I just opened the same one again. Damn it.
Oh my god. Stuff like this really...
Okay, Martin Woods writes, Max is Italian-American, Yo Tom is Jewish, how about the Kaiki Wop Show? If you get new co-hosts, you can add them into the title using the relevant ethnic slurs. For example, if a British person joined, it would be the Limey Kaiki Wop Show, regards M.
Well, we obviously can't have a black guy, because that's too far somehow.
I disagree. I don't see why we can't.
I don't know. I think people would get turned off to that, sexually and intellectually.
Alright.
Was that everything? This is from Tyra Banks.
Wow.
It's called Babies. Dear Yo Tom.
It's called Babies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the title. It is my dream to have half-Jew babies. Would you please come into a cup and mail it to me? My address is...
Gross.
16 Herbert Drive, Scarborough, ME 04074. Tyra Banks, I would love to give you my semen, but you gotta come here. Go.
Tyra Banks, you...
Yeah, I don't think she... But,
yeah, my seed.
But she wants half babies.
Well, Italians are like Jewish. It's like it's like the same basic idea.
Yeah. Okay, we're keep on getting emails, so I'm gonna save like we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 started, so I'm gonna stop soon.
Okay, we are not gonna be reading the ones that we received during the show. How about we just do that?
Yeah, except
only read the ones that we received.
The first one we received during the show is from the Fabs, so, you know.
Okay, fine, we'll answer that one. But just yeah. Because...
Just because she gets special treatment.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so, read!
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Yo Tom, the preferred podcast host. Next email.
Max, just grow up.
I have a funny story that reminds me